Blog Talk Radio. said I can't love nobody like you, none of the world
of flesh.
I love you, Jamaica. Yes, I do.
Bone of my bone.
You ain't nobody gonna touch this.
Nobody
I need to you. Ever.
Flesh of my
flesh.
Yes, yes, once again, sitting next to the flesh of my flesh and the bone of my bone, as we present once again, Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis. Winston Lewis at your service.
And Sandra Lewis as well.
That's right. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. As you may see, this is our forecast for this evening. That was a mix of Leon Patillo and Levine Hudson, a master mix by our own DJ ambassador Sandra. You see, and you know, give her a hand. You see. You see, and you know, in it all, it's a matter of presenting these truths. Such a blessed honor to do so.
Yeah.
As arduous a task it is, and it's really amazing, as unpopular as it's becoming, you know, we still stand. It's a good thing we don't stand for ratings and numbers and popularity, but we stand because we know it to be true, and God moved us to do so. And we will stand to proclaim the truth of these matters for his name's sake, because we found out and we truly believe with all our heart. And I don't want to just talk for you. I'll say I believe with all my heart. I believe I can talk.
Okay, but
because you are flesh of my flesh
and bone
of my bone.
That's
right. So when I say when I say that we truly believe that only what you do for Christ will last, this is the reason why. This is the reason why we do it.
Amen.
We were just talking earlier about how things have changed in our lifetime and all of the various things that just look around you that's commonplace, cell phones. And, you know.
Remember pages?
You see. Oh, my goodness. That almost seems like the Flintstones. You might have been throwing a pterodactyl up in the air with a message on his leg, huh?
I know. You ask somebody, you say, you remember pages, and you'll get this response. It is a response there.
You know, I think I threw you off. I might have had a...
Oh, but you get it.
Yeah, it was cricket. I can't make the cricket noise.
I know.
I hope I didn't throw that whole audio thing.
I hope not, but anyway.
Nonetheless, you know, we are here to celebrate.
We're here, cricket. It's 13 minutes later.
Technology getting too smart for us. You know, let me tell you, for the sake of what we do, just to say this before we go to the throne of grace, and making light of things as we tend to do, for the sake of, this is a celebration. Every time we can come before you, we're not braggadociously wearing this on our shirt sleeve, this marriage. It is quite the task. It is quite the responsibility, and I'll say even burden, not so much as overbearingly as much as it is a responsibility.
Yeah.
But it is truly a fulfilling task that brings out the best in you.
Yeah.
You know.
You mean I'm not your ball and chain?
My chain and ball. No, of course not. Flesh of my flesh, that would make me the ball and chain, wouldn't it? You see, and this is keeping those things in perspective.
Yeah.
You know, that when you're one, we're going to get into this, and I'm trying not to put the cart before the horse, but you know, the whole reason why we celebrate marriage, first of all, it's because God established it, and He knew what He meant when He established it, and why He meant what He meant. And He knew the good that it is.
Right.
Because ultimately, when we get the revelation that God wants us to learn love as He loves, this helps us like nothing else. When you are in covenant with someone who is one with you, mm-hmm. you learn how to love, especially when you're totally opposites,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're so different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you how to learn. It forces you, or like most people when they don't know that that's the purpose,
mm-hmm.
when they don't realize that, you know, love is a good thing,
right?
A powerful thing,
mm-hmm.
and only love can conquer hate, you know, they abuse it. They misuse it.
Mm-hmm.
They discredit it. They misconstrue it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why so many people are turned off by the notion of this marriage that God established between men and women,
mm-hmm.
you see, because they don't realize the beauty and the treasure that it truly is, and it's going to bring out of you a love that is unspeakable.
Right.
It is going to teach us and get us on the road to learning agape love. And I know it sounds fuzzy, but I'm telling you, even in the worst situations, it's brought something out of you. If you've had children,
mm-hmm.
in some of those worst situations,
especially,
note
yeah.
the treasures of your children. If
right.
you can truly see the revelation of what it is
yeah.
and the beauty of who they are to you,
mm-hmm.
you see, God is showing us something about how he loves us.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
before we go further, because as you see, we're chomping at the bit, we must give due diligence by approaching the throne of grace. So if you all will join us in this word of prayer. O Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we truly thank and praise you for this blessed opportunity to come before you. We look to you now that you will truly lead us and guide us by your Spirit of truth, that you will show us the way. In all things, we will be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We look to you now, O great God, praying for all those listening in now as well as in the future. And we are not just trite in our saying so, but Lord, you know each soul that is searching. You know each soul that is aching. You know the couples that are truly looking for a word from you. You know those who need encouragement. You know those who are truly in trials and tribulations that have them at their wits' end. But Lord, we know you are the answer. You revealed this to us. And we are here to portray, represent, and present to them that they will know you as their personal Savior, that they will know you as their deliverer, that they will know you as the reconciler, the answer, the wonderful counselor, everlasting Father, mighty God. Make them to know you, O great God. And in all these things, we will be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. And Lord, distinguish these that are trying, that are pressing, that are fighting for their marriage and the covenant and the vows that they took. Lord, we pray their strength in you. In these and all things, we will be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen.
Amen.
Ambassador Sandra, how are you feeling this evening?
I am doing wonderfully well. And just excited about the things that are happening, the times that we're in. You know, in some instances, when we look at the things that are happening around us in our communities, in our society, and around the world, surely when we look at it, at you know, with a natural eye, a lot of things can be very disheartening, and we should never get callous to the pains and to the circumstances of things happening around us. And happening to our brothers and sisters around the world.
Surely.
And we should never get to the place where it just becomes passe, where,
uh-huh.
you know, where we will click like, you
uh-huh.
know, if we agree and,
uh-huh.
and all of this. But I also look at the times that we're in, as Jesus said, when he looked out and he said, the harvest is ripe,
uh-huh.
but the laborers are few.
Yes.
We as believers ought to get excited. We ought to get excited that the harvest is ripe.
Mm-hmm.
What makes two people look at the same situation or the same picture but have two different opinions
mm-hmm.
about what they see? And it's how they look at it, mm-hmm. the mindset in looking at it. What makes two people grow up in the same household and the situation may be one that was devastating to the natural eye, but one goes on and they do great things, mm-hmm. and the other never seems to get out of a cycle of abuse and whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's based upon the perception that one has in looking at it. And so when I look at marriage as it is being, there has been a movement to redefine
right.
marriage.
Air quotes.
Yeah, to redefine marriage. The first flag ought to be the re, meaning to do again.
You see.
You know, and as believers, we shouldn't be moved by that.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be moved to this degree, is that we have been created and we have been predestined and even assigned. We have been commissioned
mm-hmm.
to be the salt
That's right.
of the earth,
mm-hmm.
to be the light in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And light shines the brightest
mm-hmm.
in the darkness. So, and that's why I'm loving this series, because it just being real,
mm-hmm.
it causes me to look at what God has done.
That's right.
What God has done in our marriage. Mm-hmm. When I look back over our 23 years being married
uh-huh.
and 24 being together,
uh-huh.
I look at it and I see the transformation that has taken place. There has been, it's not, as you said, it's not that we have arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Like Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Uh-huh.
But this one thing I do, I'm not looking back. I'm forgetting those things
uh-huh.
that are behind me. And forgetting doesn't mean that you forget
what happened.
It means you are putting behind you
uh-huh.
the things that you cannot change. You take those difficult
them
times.
In the rear view
exactly.
mirror.
They're there. I know where I've been.
Uh-huh.
I know what has happened, but I'm not looking back there.
Uh-huh.
You know, because there's some things, as much as our marriage together has been one comprised of ups and downs, of dark and light.
Yes.
We've had some very high times. We've had some very low times.
Roller coaster.
We've had them.
Our love. Yes,
but you know
ahead.
What? But like the Jean-Claude Monet painting
mm-hmm.
of the garden. In that garden, you see all the vibrant colors
mm-hmm.
of the different flowers and the foliage and the things that are represented in that garden. But if you're just looking at the colors, you miss the fact that it's the dark hues behind it. It's
mm-hmm.
the background that accent
mm-hmm.
that caused those bright colors
True.
To come to light.
True.
So what I'm saying about it exactly, if it were no backdrop of the darkness,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't even be able to differentiate between the flowers and the beauty of each individual
That's right.
type of flower and the different flowers themselves. But it's the backdrop
Mm-hmm.
of the darkness, the dark places that accentuate
yes.
those bright places.
You see.
And there it is.
That's
how it is in life.
That's a great segue into the introduction of this subject, Marriage 101, Two as One.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a contrast.
Right.
Meaning two separate entities.
Mm-hmm.
brought together and compared,
mm-hmm.
you see. And this is truly what this is. And as much as it sounds like we are dealing with base things,
mm-hmm.
as base as they may be, you have the most in-depth, profound, and deep things.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, the deep things of God.
Right.
You see, because keeping this in mind, as is within our theme of dying to be married, this is not just about the marriage between man and woman, as the Bible tells us. It is representative of humans' relationship with their Creator as well.
Mm-hmm.
It has always been that.
Right.
It has always been about the representation of God's creation of man and women, how they are today.
Exactly.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Is representative of Him and in His likeness.
Mm-hmm.
Our relating to God. You know, you talk about depths. You know, they talk about these Neanderthals, what people call cavemen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that those were men created in God's image and after His likeness.
I totally agree.
You see, I don't doubt that these humans, these species, these Homo sapiens even, to use a scientific term, were the ones that were created in His image and after His likeness. Mankind that you have today, that we see, that we deal with, who we are right now, are the ones who were literally created in His image and after His likeness. You see? And it says something about what marriage is today. You see? And that's what we want to go back to unpack the origins.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says so much about us as believers. And part of it is that we haven't explored the origin enough.
Mm-hmm.
In this seed and the origin of the book of Genesis, it is chock full, mostly for this reason, because this is what God told to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
This is the power of Genesis versus any other book.
Mm-hmm.
This is God's account of how these things were.
Exactly.
You see, and that's the difference between from Exodus to Revelation. This is God telling this to Moses, you see.
Right.
And that's why you have such a deep, powerful, and profound message. And that's why we need to revisit it.
Exactly.
When things get convoluted, as you were talking about us being salt and light, as things are being convoluted today and you have 50 shades of gray and you have so many blurred lines, which are the catchphrases of this era, when you go back to the origin, you will see the distinction of what God meant for it to be.
Exactly.
And it doesn't limit us, because God took the limits, mankind put the limits on themselves.
Exactly.
But God meant for us to prosper and be fruitful and multiply. What we have to do is go back and distinguish what these things are, and that's what we're going to do after this word from our sponsor. We're going to get headlong into Marriage 101, 2 as 1. You are listening to a broadcast being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and can be accessed via their web pages listed on the website. website of Kingdom United Ministries Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by Ambassadors and Women on Fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site, Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, highlighted by Ambassadors Winston Lewis and Antonio McCoy, which is an open conversation on foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith, while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussion.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campuses, both physically and spiritually. Join the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://kept on campus.
And on the fourth Saturday, Kingdom Kids Network. Kingdom Kids Network is our youth ministry and is hosted by Junior Ambassadors Clinton
and Imani, and we are
Kingdom Kids.
Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions for Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN at KingdomComeNet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk, or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always,
you are welcome.
Yes, yes. Welcome back once again, Dying to be Married, with Winston and Sandra Lewis. We are continuing with our subject, Marriage 101, 2 as 1. And just to say, we reserve the right to go deeper. This is not just about base things, but about the deeper things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yay, the deep things. Sister Lewis, you have something deep right there before you, am I right?
Yes, I do. I really do. And when we talk about the differences of man and woman, men and women, you know, God created us unique and different. And each and every one of us, he put aspects of himself into the woman that were different from the aspects that he put in a man, or characteristics, traits.
Fasten your faith belts now, because
exactly.
Here we go.
And we're going to start with something as simple as going to bed. All right.
Come on.
Husband and wife, sitting up, watching television. About 10 o'clock, wife says, "I'm going to bed." She picks up the toys in the living room, puts away the dishes in the kitchen, adds soap to the dishwater and gets it started so it'll be ready in the morning. She goes and locks the back door, picks up the toys by the back door, cleans the glass on the back door, packs lunches, puts the lunches in the refrigerator, signs the notes in the kids' folders, grabs clothes that have made their way down the stairs, takes clothes up to the laundry room, starts a load of laundry, folds the clothes that were already in the dryer, puts those clothes in the kids' rooms quietly without waking the kids, checks on the kids, checks the AC or heat temperature settings and adjusts it as needed, gets a shower, brushes teeth, flosses, mouthwash, gets the bed ready, reads devotional, goes to bed and thinks about the things that she forgot to do, gets out of bed, writes those things on a notepad so that she can do them tomorrow, gets back into the bed, and goes to sleep. The husband yawns, stretches his arms, and says, "I'm going to bed." And he does.
Let me tell you something. As simple, that is, they got cameras in our house. That is the real, that is the difference. And that is the truth.
How many times? I know. How many times do you ask me? I'll tell you.
Yeah, you tell me you're going to bed, and I call you back 2-3 hours later. You'll see. Well, I was on my way, but I had to do this. Then I had to do that. Then this came up, and then that happened. And then you ask me, "Where'd you go?" "Oh, I went to bed." Let me tell you something. We're different.
Yep.
And as God created mankind,
right,
he said, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
The differences that we have, though we be different, God says it is good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into the depths of two as one.
Yeah.
Because that's the power of the goodness of God creating two contrasting entities, such as man and woman,
mm-hmm.
and yet saying it is good that they be one. Now, we're going to get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
And why the distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But before there, this is why we use scripture. A lot of people have contended, mostly secular agnostics, they say, "Well, you know, you just exclusively come from the Bible." I probably shouldn't use that tone, but it sounds more like a lot of folk talk. "Well, you know, you shouldn't just come from the Bible. There are many great writings." And, you know, we have writers on program and counselors, and we welcome you. You are welcome. As a matter of fact, we're live at 914-803-4491. Join us in the chat if you don't want to speak. We'd love to have you. We welcome all comers, all takers. You are welcome. But they say, and once again in my agnostic voice, "Well, you guys should use different writings and of such and different experiences." Well, call in. We'd be glad to talk to you. But we use the Bible for this very reason. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness."
Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin, for correction of error, and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action.
Yes. Key phrases for correction of error and for conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action. I love that amplified version of that.
Yeah.
It resounds in an environment of such confusion. It resounds in an environment of blurred lines.
Mm-hmm.
When people applaud a man who defies God.
Original intent for who he is. His
being
life.
Born as a man.
Mm-hmm.
They applaud him for wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, when an athlete comes out and says, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh, they throw up their hands and scoff.
Mm-hmm.
And say they don't. It doesn't take all that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a couple stands and for the sake of marriage, they're somehow bigoted and exclusive and
mm-hmm.
exclusionary.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when they stand for marriage between a man and a woman, when they defend marriage,
mm-hmm.
it's somehow exclusive and offensive to folk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But we are here to stand on God's word for the correction of error,
mm-hmm.
as the scripture states, for the purpose of conforming to God's will in thought, purpose, and action.
Mm-hmm.
You see, starts in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with our perception.
Yes.
We spoke a little last week about how throughout the Bible, as it is today, very
mm-hmm.
much so, mankind went astray when they wanted to embrace their way over God's way.
Mm-hmm.
Be it when Adam and Eve tried to cover their nakedness with leaves, God corrected them and covered them with animal skins, the shedding of blood covering
mm-hmm.
the iniquity of sins. When Cain wanted to present his vegetation that he worked so hard to raise, and he wanted God to accept his sacrifice, God corrected him.
Right.
And let him know, this is the one I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
And on throughout history, King Saul, wanting to amend or to deal with the Amalekites as the prophet Samuel representing God, told him.
Mm-hmm.
He told him to totally wipe them out. And Saul said, well, the king, I spared him. I spared the sheep because they look good. And what would the people say?
Mm-hmm.
God corrected that and said, I'm going to sit you down and raise up a man after my own heart,
mm-hmm.
which was King David.
Mm-hmm.
And on and on and on, and even in Christ's situation in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had to come to terms with the very man that he was to the very God that he was.
Yeah.
And the contrast of the two, when man thought there should be another way that I could accomplish this goal
mm-hmm.
of redeeming man back to God. When Jesus himself was at odds and was contrasted with the very divinity of himself and the very humanity of himself, he declared, not my will, but thine be done.
Right.
You see? Mm-hmm. And it brings it to us today. As our society is grappling marriage truly is, because this is part of it, Sister Lewis. She brought out these two fine points, and I haven't forgotten them. We as believers are to be the salt of the earth,
mm-hmm.
as well as the light of the world.
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
When our society is grappling, and they think they've established a victory, and marriage equality, that sounds such like the euphemism,
mm-hmm.
like it's such a good thing, and they say, why can't we marry
right.
the same gender? We love each other. Why can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're here to bring... See, salt wasn't just for flavor back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a preservative.
Preservative, exactly.
You see? More than a savor.
Mm-hmm.
More than flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It was a preservative that
yeah.
kept meat.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's it.
We house the spirit that lets, that allows, that distinguishes and establishes we as believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are the ones who hold this standard that God established. That's why we're standing on this word.
Yep.
But also the light of the world, I'm about to pass it to you, tag team
mm-hmm.
partner. The light to shine in darkness. This is why.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said so. And he knows the purpose and the reason for it all.
Exactly. Isaiah 60, and I'm going to just jump right to it and read it from the Amplified Version.
Mm-hmm.
Arise from the depression
and prostration in which circumstances have kept you, rise to a new life.
Mm-hmm.
Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth.
That's right.
And dense darkness all people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and his glory shall be seen on you. And the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
Yes.
This is the reason why, and I read Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3. This is why it's important for us not to run away from dark situations, not to run away from hardness, not to run away from things that seem like I'm the only one.
I'm at
a job where I'm the only Christian around. The harvest is ripe.
That's right.
God has given you a vineyard that's all yours. If you're the only Christian in the environment that you're in, could it be that it's your perception that's holding you bound, that's keeping you down, because you're not allowing your light to shine? We have to be the light in this world.
That's right.
We have to be that salt, and I love how you brought that out, the preservative. When everyone is talking about, and you know how it is around the water cooler on a Monday morning when you come in and everybody is talking about what they did and how much they drank, and they drank themselves crazy and all of the things that they're doing. And for you, it's not for you to go away and act like it's not happening, but that's a perfect opportunity.
That's right.
It's a perfect opportunity for you to let them know, and not in a dogmatic way. You know, you sinner, you going to hell, and this, that, and the other. No, let's get it right. Let's correct some things. God is a God of love.
That's right.
And he said the way that they're going to know that you belong to me is by the love you display one to another.
That's right.
So when you go to them and you tell them, and you don't even have to front them out in front of anybody, but when the person is telling you how they got so drunk that they passed out and they didn't wake up until this morning, you wait and till you have a time where you can get with him, them, and you alone, and ask God, Father, give me a opportunity to show your love to this person, because what they're telling you is my life is a mess. That is so bad that I have to sedate myself.
Self-medicate.
To the point that I forget about what I'm going through. I forget about where I am so that I can, by the time I wake up, it's time for me to go back to work again. They're trying to tell you that their life is such a mess. But if you're looking at them as you sinner, you this, that, and the other, you're going to miss an opportunity that God brought your way. And so when we start seeing things in a different way, seeing them the way God sees them. See, this is the thing that we brought out last week in this series, that God created us in his image, in his shadow. We are to shadow God in the earth. And in his likeness, having the same characteristics, same similitude as God. What how God changed and created his world is the same way we're supposed to create our world.
That's right.
And if he puts you in a position, whether it's a job, I know we're talking about marriage 101, but we're still talking about marriage 101. When he has placed you in a position that is unsavory, when he has placed you in a position where you are the only Christian or the only believer in that area, he has given you that place to dominate.
That's right.
He has given you that place to rule and have authority in. You don't have authority over the people, but you do have authority over the spirits and the things that are going on in that environment.
Influence.
So he has
put you there
yes.
to imitate and reflect him.
Uh-huh.
And so when we start looking at it differently, we will see people and we will see them the way God sees them. And having a heart after God is simply seeing it the way he sees it and doing what he wants done.
Let me get that tag team partner. I'm standing on the ropes. I got to jump in and get some of this.
Okay,
let
come on.
Let me tell you.
Get it.
Genesis 2:18, marriage 101, dealing with basics, going back to the beginning. It's chock full. I know you've heard these passages. They may sound trite to you, but I'm here to let you know the word is alive and active. Sister Lewis, Genesis 2:18, if
mm-hmm.
you will, amplify. And the Lord God said, it is good that the man should, it is not good
mm-hmm.
that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him.
Now the Lord God said, it is not good, sufficient, or satisfactory that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper, suitable, adapted, complementary for him.
Yes. Alone. What did we say last week that was?
All one.
All
it's
one.
It's a combination of
uh-huh.
two words.
All.
All and one.
One. Mm-hmm. You see, in our interpretation as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good that man be all one.
Mm-hmm.
That man just be man.
Mm-hmm.
That it just be man.
Mm-hmm.
That man
and that man
huh?
and that male and female be in one.
Yes. Uh-huh. You see, it's necessary to separate
mm-hmm.
the two. Why? To bring
to
them
bring
back
them
together.
Bring them back together again.
As one.
Yep.
It's necessary to take out of man my original creation who is made like me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, to separate out of him that
mm-hmm.
part that needs to be distinct from him.
Mm-hmm.
See, God did this with his word, didn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly.
God the creator, God the father, separated his word from him, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
And made it flesh. Now, we didn't learn that till later on, but in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
he was making a type
mm-hmm.
of who he is.
Exactly.
I heard the writer Paul have a revelation that he speaks of a mystery when he's talking about
mm-hmm.
marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But he really meant Christ in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So when God created Adam and saw and made in particular, when you're talking about, see, I'm tying this in with what you said already. When you find yourself at work and you seem like you're the only one,
mm-hmm.
you find yourself in your family, you seem like you're the only one
mm-hmm.
that's trying to be saved. You find yourself, don't worry about you being all one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
God made a distinction.
Yep.
I mean for you to have help,
mm-hmm.
you see. And note God making the distinction that he separated the two for this
mm-hmm.
reason, you see. Man wasn't just meant to be with man, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But how God purposed them was man, woman was separated out of man.
Right.
Now that brings us down to this 23rd and 24th verse, just to sum up the basics. So we can springboard into some other things.
Mm-hmm.
That's, 23. This is after God's divine surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She, let's get it straight. It's
mm-hmm.
clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
Then Adam said, this creature is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of a man.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall become united and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
You see, it should be duly noted.
Mm-hmm.
Keep this in mind. This book of Genesis was told by God
mm-hmm.
to man.
Yes.
In particular, the man of God, Moses. This is God's account of what he meant it to be. You see, that's why when, you know, with all of the hoopla of how, why can't we be this way? Why can't it be like this? Who says? This is why we stand on this word of God, which we have come to know and are knowing and are learning to know to be the truth more and more and more. Okay? And when you implement it, not just read over it, gloss over it, and, yeah, I heard that,
but
live by it,
you're
going to see the distinction of why this is to be.
Come
on, Sister Lewis.
You know, I find it very interesting, and I think we brought this out, and I'm at this moment, it escapes me which translation it is written in. But, oh, here, I believe, I still don't know which translation it is. Oh, I think this one is the complete Jewish version. I'm going to read those same two verses the way it's written here. In the 23rd verse, it says, the man person said, and this is in quotes, at last, this is bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh. She is to be called woman because she was taken out of a man. End of quote. Then the 24th verse, this is why a man is to leave his father and mother and stick with his wife. And they are to be one flesh. Who did you say was given this account?
God, the Father.
This is a conversation between God and Moses.
That's right.
So the 23rd verse, God is saying, this is what Adam said. But then in the 24th verse, God is saying, this is why Moses.
This is the reason. This is the why.
This is the why behind the what. Exactly. This is the reason. This is the why behind the what, Moses, that a man is to leave his father and mother and stick with his wife, and they are to be one flesh.
That's right.
This is the first marriage ceremony. God is telling Moses how he officiated the first marriage.
You see.
The first wedding.
And note, the purpose.
And the purpose, exactly.
Keeping this in mind, was the first thing God told man.
Be fruitful and multiply.
And, you know, this I must distinguish as an ambassador, as a diplomat. This is not to purposely make you feel bad if you're feeling some kind of way. This is not to purposely shame you for the lifestyle you're leading, if it's some other type of way other than God's purpose. This is to distinguish and let you know the truth of the matter. This is to distinguish when you're asking, well, why not? Or why can't we? This is what the scripture says. This is why. This is why it needs to be distinguished.
Right.
Because why? I have a purpose.
Exactly.
This is that thing that we as believers have come to embrace, that everything God does has a purpose. This surely is a type of Christ.
Yes.
Let's go right quick in the time that we have to the fifth chapter of Ephesians. And it's a few verses to read in the 28th verse. We're going to begin and read down through the end of that chapter, the 32nd verse. So if you will, Sister Lewis. So ought man to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. 28.
Even so, husbands should love their wives as being, in a sense, their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church.
For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and carefully protects and cherishes it, as Christ does the church.
For we are members of his body, and of his flesh and of his bones.
Because we are members, parts of his body.
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
And this is the crux. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
This mystery is very great, but I speak concerning the relation of Christ and the church.
You see, the mystery that this is, it takes knowing the purpose, the whys behind the what. And who can tell us that greater? None but God, none but the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we come to know him for who he is, as the Creator. We touched on this distinction in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes on to speak of how he then created the other creatures of the earth, including mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And many scientists and others have stumbled. The agnostic and the atheists have stumbled over. Well, when we can trace Adam back to 6,000 years. The Bible even does that.
Mm-hmm.
We know the earth has been around, and even bones of men have been here longer than 6,000 years.
Right.
But in the fifth chapter of Genesis, if you will, you can just read that amplified
mm-hmm.
version there, Sister Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Read that for us, please.
This is the book, the written record, the history of the generations of the offspring of Adam. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
In that, this speaks of the generations of Adam that God is distinguishing to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And surely, like Luke did in his gospel, he can trace it back to all the way from Christ back to Adam. Read
mm-hmm.
verse 2 there, please, too.
He created them male and female and blessed them and named them both Adam, man,
uh-huh.
at the time they were created.
You see, name them both that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because Eve was in Adam.
Exactly.
A seed of,
mm-hmm.
a part of,
mm-hmm.
one, but he distinguished in particular
exactly.
and made them different.
Mm-hmm.
Man and woman were different, meant to be.
Yeah.
That's what God distinguished.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw them fall, he dealt with them differently.
Mm-hmm.
So are we to be dealt with differently, but in a complementary way,
yes.
as the scripture was showing us.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christ deals with us in a different way.
Yes.
That's why we have the denominations we have. Oh, Lord, we're running out of time.
Yes.
We're going to continue with these things.
Yes. But we want to give you an opportunity, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to give you an opportunity to do so. So please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, in Jesus' name, I come before you a sinner, but I believe that you died for me. I believe that if I believe this in my heart, I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that I am born again, that I'm a new creation, restored back to my original heritage. I believe you and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Change my life. Change my heart. I give it to you right now. Father God, I pray that those who have prayed that prayer, as short and simple as it may be, that they will know that it is the most powerful, life-changing thing they could have ever done. And Father, I pray that they will see the results right away. Lord, give them clarity, give them a church home, give them people in their lives to help nourish them to the place that you would like for them to be.
Y'all can say it, tell somebody. Here we go, second verse. Now it's time
we change our thinking.
Know our design
and our Father's plan.
Oh yes, it's time.
We get back to King.
Now
is the time.
Now is the time.
We take our stand.
We take our stand.
We will be deliverers.
Oh,